All right, family. So y'all gonna laugh. First, let me start off. Hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes. I am a certified Christian counselor, life and business coach, and the CEO of Daughter LLC, a private practice, ministry, and movement that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in a free consultation, to answer any questions, to get a quote, or you want to go ahead and book a one-on-one session, a group service, or anything you have to offer, please feel free to email us at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com or direct message us on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok at the same handle at DaughterHSV. Y'all, I started like that because I'm laughing. I've been here running my mouth and I forgot to hit the record button on this podcast. So y'all, I'm literally starting over from scratch. I'm starting over from scratch. But it's okay. It's all right. You know, maybe I needed to run it a few times before I told y'all. So you guys, I've already prayed. I've actually prayed twice. Y'all, anybody that's ever done a podcast or any type of recording, you know what happens and how many times you may have to go over the same thing before it's ready for to be published for the world. Okay. So we have already prayed. Receive it in Jesus' name. And so this is season 3, episode 2, right? This episode is called Authenticity. Okay. Our topic for this season is adulting. Please go ahead and check out our first two seasons. My first season is called Begin Again. And we talk about all the different journey of beginning again in multiple areas of your life and how to navigate that with Christ. The second season is called Kingdom Entrepreneurship. And we go through different aspects of Kingdom Entrepreneurship and how to really, really have a God-centered business as unto the Lord. And it really breaks some myths and some ideologies around that. That is just not Jesus. Okay. And this is adulting. We just started season 3, and season 3, episode 1 is already up. If you have not got a chance to listen or watch that, that was a girlhood versus womanhood. Okay. Please check that out. All right. So this episode is called Authenticity, and I want to start here. I saw a performance, okay? Now, I'm going to be real. I've seen this performance a lot. Why? Because it always pops up on my suggestions on YouTube, okay? I saw it a while back, and it keeps popping up on my suggestions, probably because I've already watched it. But it was a NAACP awards performance. You can look it up yourself. It was, a Jill Scott performance. Anybody know who Jill Scott is? That is a very famous neo soul artist, as well as she's an actress. She's been in some Tyler Perry films. We know who Jill Scott is. This was actually the last NAACP performance before the global pandemic shutdown. Okay. And I just want to talk about it. Now, this episode is not about music or musicianship or anything, but just stay with me. Know that we're going somewhere. Okay. So boom. Tamron Hall introduces her. Okay. And the camera cuts to where Jill Scott is. And Jill, oh my goodness. I have never seen a crowd come alive seeing that woman hit the stage. My God. Okay. My God on today. My goodness. And she was dressed as Afrocentric as only Jill Scott can. It was just so Jillish. Like I don't have a word. It was so Jillish. She had an all male background vocalist. That is so unique. For a woman, usually women are so women empowerment. They're going to either have an all woman band or they're going to have a mix or they're going to have, you know, but an all male background vocalist. And they were giving like they weren't the Hamiltons, but they were giving Hamiltons. Okay. Costume. I mean, she begins to perform. Okay. And go through her classics. I'm watching the crowd. They did not respond like this to any other artist the rest of the night. They did not respond. Most award ceremonies, it's like a few people that love that artist. And then a few people who just sitting there the whole time, just waiting for it to be over. You know, I watched other celebrities who have a greater level of fame. Just, I mean, gleeful at the idea of seeing Jill Scott perform. And what was so hilarious to me was that most performances that you go to, the artist is going to adjust the set list, the costumes, the makeup, even the dancers, anything a part of the production to fit where they have been asked to go perform. Right? And y'all, this woman, she was performing like she out on tour. Okay. Most of them, they adjusted. So if you go into the White House, you're going to give a White House performance, right? You're going to wear something that is White House appropriate. It might be a little bit more regal, a little bit more elegant. If you're going to a blues club downtown, it's going to be a little bit more, you know, funky. Okay. The costumes, the song select choices, the whole thing. No, this is a black tie event. This woman is up here like she out on tour, like not like she's a guest on an award ceremony and there are a bunch of other artists coming behind her. No, she's up there the entire production like we came to see her. Like there's an award ceremony happening after the Jill Scott concert. Like that's how she was up there. And man, I watched these people, they knew every word of every song. We all do. And I was thinking, man, do we all have the same childhood? Like we all know her songs. These are not new songs, y'all. These songs came out quite some time ago, back when they were still making CDs. Okay. That's when these songs came out. And everybody knew the words. It was just a moment. Like I had never seen a crowd respond to somebody like that. Right. And, you know, there are people that love Michael Jackson or Beyonce or whoever. But that it was something different on that, you know. And what was valuable, what I want to point out about this performance was not the singers, was not the costumes, was not the song choices or any of the other things. But what was valuable about this performance was Jill Scott got up there and she was 100% authentically Jill Scott. I looked in the comments and saw how many people called her the incomparable Jill Scott. There's nobody like her. There are other artists who were probably on the list of that performed that same night, who many would argue could sing circles around Jill Scott, who have a better overall image, better makeup artist, better team, better production, better everything. And there is nobody like Jill Scott. Nobody. I don't think you realize how much your authenticity changes the weight of your life. It changes where you can go, what you can do, how far you can go. For many of you, you are trying to live your life like somebody else. This is your life, but you're trying to live it as somebody else. And then you want to know why adulthood is so frustrating, why it's so difficult. Somebody else in your life is not going to mesh. Somebody else in your life is not going to clash. It's not going to fit. It's not going to work. Okay? Authenticity is such a big deal when it comes to your life. And for so many of you, you haven't been yourself for years. I mean, you have created an image that keeps you from being rejected. You've created an image that keeps you from anybody having anything to say. You know, you're not really yourself ever. And then it's hard to do life like that. Or maybe there's somebody that you feel like you're supposed to be like. I would have a better grasp. I would feel more confident in my adulthood, in my life, if I was like this person, you know. You know, there's a comment I wrote in one of my books, and I asked the question, what kind of a woman do you want to be? And for so many of us, you are trying to be someone that you're not. And I don't mean that they inspire you. And they help you, you know, lead you into a greater place. I mean, this ain't who you are. You may not even like this. This is just what you feel like you're supposed to do, how you feel like you're supposed to be. And you're not living your life like you. So I have three little points that we're just gonna talk through and see what the Lord has to say. But number one, authenticity does not seek permission. If there is any part of you that is still seeking permission to be who you are naturally, and let's kick it back. For many, the lack of authenticity started in your youth. I was having a conversation with somebody. I talk to so many people in a week. I was talking to somebody. If you listening and it was you, I'm talking about our conversation. I was having a conversation with somebody and I was bringing up the fact that many little boys aren't honest about what they are really attracted to until they get to a particular age. So when they're like, finally get out of the discomfort and probably admit that they like girls, they only are going to tell their friends or make it vocal that they like the girl that is universally accepted by everybody. Like everybody thinks she's fine. You know what I mean? She fits some stereotype of beauty in that school, in that area, in that region, that thing that, you know, they don't get real about what they really want until like mid to late high school. That's when they start liking who they like, dating who they date, and they don't care what anybody has to say about it. And for many of you, you grown. You have a particular age. You are adulting now, but you are still waiting for permission to like what you like, to have what you have, and to do what you really want to do. And what God has made and anointed you to do. Well, who God has made and anointed you to be. You still have this in the back of your mind, I can't be this out loud because it's not socially acceptable. And that lie is I need permission to be who I naturally am. Like you can't never shake who you really are. It's going to show up when you didn't mean to. You're trying to live a safe life. Trying to maintain a particular image that's not authentic. So it's exhausting. It's a full-time job to maintain. And you're trying to do life like that. Now, I don't know the details of that for you. I can't tell you that. But you know the details of that for you. And I want to start by saying that authenticity does not seek permission. Here's the thing. If you were to wrestle somebody down to the ground to get the keys back of permission that you need, you will wrestle them down, make them say uncle, and they won't have it. Because you are no longer, and I feel like I need to say this for somebody. I'm telling you, I'm in the spirit. There's somebody that needs to hear this. You are not in high school anymore. You are not in middle school anymore. You are not in your mom and your daddy's house anymore. Some of you are not even in the same city, state, region of that situation anymore. And now you will only thrive in your life as yourself. Meaning you've been hiding that you might be a little bit of a nerd, but you being a nerd at this point in your life is going to bless your life in ways that you can't imagine. Okay, you've been trying to hide a way that you like to do things. You know, there's a show called, I'm going to skip it. I'm going to save that point for my next point. But yeah, authenticity does not seek permission. And so the first thing that I'm encouraging you to do is that to really take authority over your life is that, Lord, reveal to me all the areas that I have created a false image to survive. Help me to come into the authentic image that you have given me and help me to rest and enjoy that. I talk about it in my last episode, but where God wants to take you, you will be 10 times happier. Where God wants to take you, there is so much peace, so much joy, so much security. You don't even realize how much stress is going to leave your body because you are no longer trying to maintain an image that is acceptable. Because guess what? You think it's acceptable that there's somebody out there that don't like it. Listen, I want to say this. It is not normal to become a chameleon everywhere you go and in every place that you go. That's not normal. That's not normal. And at some point, you're going to slip up and you're going to accidentally reveal who you really are. I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know if they're going to accept it or reject it. But here's the thing. God calls us to be people who are accepted in His beloved. And the thing is, when you begin to identify as someone who is accepted in Christ Jesus, it does not matter who rejects you. You cannot make me a non-accepted individual. Just like someone cannot make you a non-loved individual. For many of you, that's the answer. Not getting everybody around you to be comfortable with you or to like you. No, the answer is, Lord, help me to so identify with what you said. Let your voice be superior to all other voices in my life. For some of you, that's even your family. There's a way that you want to live your life. There's a way that you want to be. And you feel like you can't because your family does not accept that. They tell you that's not what we do. We don't understand. You need to stop. But you are denying yourself who God made you to be. And the only person going to be left sad and depressed is you. And God doesn't want that for you. I promise you, adulthood would not be so hard if you were actually being you. Life would not be so hard if you were actually being yourself. Not trying to maintain an image or a stereotype or not trying to make anybody else happy. Listen, people pleasers seldomly please themselves. The Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you don't love you, you have nothing to offer the world. You could be having the most profound job. If you were showing up on that job as anybody but you, you were doing everybody in that office, everybody that you come in contact with, a disservice. So number one, authenticity does not seek permission. Time to lay that down. Lord, help me, God, help me deliver me from that, where I am no longer a person who needs permission to do me. However you want to live your life. Y'all, I feel somebody need to hear this. Baby, it's your house. What do you want? This is your car. These are your kids. What do you want? Is that an image of what this is supposed to look like? This is God gave you the job. So it's whatever you make it to look like. Authenticity does not seek permission. I doubt Jill Scott asked those people, can I dress like myself? I highly doubt this woman asked, is it okay if I have male backup vocalists instead of women backup vocalists? No, she got up there and baby, she was Jill. And that's what made it one of the performances of a lifetime. She was herself. Y'all people say like, don't hit me in the face. That's the moneymaker. Your authenticity, baby, that's the moneymaker. That's the moneymaker. You don't have to ever worry about somebody doing something like you. You don't have to ever worry about somebody copying you, stealing from you. And I'm not saying don't get you a good lawyer. I'm not saying don't sue because I'll sue. Okay. But what I am saying is you ain't never got to worry about competition because nobody is you. Nobody can do it like you on their best day. That's what makes collaboration so great. That's it. This is my second time mentioning her, but I sing on the worship team in our church with our worship leader, Elizabeth. And it's such a joy because Liz is going to be Liz. Like, she sings and performs like nobody I've ever seen. And it's the best. So when all three of our voices together, oh my God, it's the best time. It's the best time. You know what I'm saying? She's not getting up there trying to be Karen Clarkshire. She gets up there and whatever she has, she offers it unto the Lord and she lets the Lord lead her. And something comes out of her that is just like, yeah, it's the best. You know what I mean? And anybody that does music, anybody that does anything, you want to collab with people like that. That's what you want to do, right? My next point is authenticity does not need to be understood. Okay? Anybody ever seen the show This Is Us? It was a main character named Randall. Nobody really understood what Randall did for a living. Okay? He was really smart. He had a really important job, something to do with the weather, I think. I still don't get it. And I'm sure many people, other people don't. But guess what? His job was important. It helped a lot of people. And it afforded him maybe to give his family a really nice life and a really big, beautiful home. That's it. For many of you, your authenticity is in the wind because you need people to understand things that ain't in any business. You are not, I don't even want to tell you, you are not supposed to be so easily understood. There are people that think they got you down packed and they as wrong could be. And that's normal. That is okay. You are not supposed to be so easily understood. Oh no. That's your job. Guess what? Some of you, you are denying the call if it's ministry or business. Maybe there's a, I think about people who are content creators. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you explain to the older generation what you do for a living and how difficult what you do for a living is? They have no idea. And to them, they may not even see it as a viable career. They think you need to go do something old school. And guess what? Do not rob your own life trying to be understandable. Like, you know, people don't understand this. So I'm gonna go do something else because people don't really get this. The only person who's suffering is you. Y'all, my mother-in-law's boyfriend, when I first started my business, asked me what I did for a living. I told him, I explained to him, he did not understand. I thought I couldn't be more clear. Anybody else I come into contact with, this is an obvious thing, but it went clean over his head to the point where we both got frustrated. And I was just like, you know what? Maybe you're not supposed to know because I don't know how else to explain it to you. He had no, he could not wrap his mind around what I do for a living. So what is that? So how you, what that mean? Like it was just, you know, I'm not gonna quit my job or go do something different or go out of my way to make sure it's really understandable. Like, no, I'm not afraid of you asking me a question. I'm not afraid of a moment that I may have to clarify because no, who you are is not supposed to be easily understandable. You're not supposed to be a stereotype. You're not supposed to be a textbook. You're not supposed, you know what I'm saying? I know that's how it looks on TV. Okay. I mean, there's a show, I don't know, maybe you don't know the show Half and Half. I always thought that show was so extreme because Dee Dee was an extreme stereotype of beauty and Mona was another extreme stereotype of beauty. And I know many women that cross the two. And I'm over here looking like, you know, the world is not, and I might even say this for some of y'all, the world is not so cut and dry. The world is not one or the other. There's so many variations and blends and no. You are not supposed to be easily understood. And if you are laboring to live a life that makes sense to other people, then they're your God, not God. If you live your life for man's opinion, you'll die from their shame. Can't do it. And it robs your life. So again, you're not really living. Or you're not really living for God and for yourself. You're living for them. Let me not change up. Let me not, because people may not understand. Okay. Some of you are called to be like serial entrepreneurs. You always got a new business. That wars against the stereotype of one job, one purpose, one passion. That ain't got nothing to do with nobody else but you. You are not supposed to be easily understood. Not on your best day. And my last point is that authenticity is not void of mistakes. Oh my gosh. Like, y'all, some of this is just some good old-fashioned perfectionism that needs to die in Jesus' name. But the authentic, like, you gonna make a lot of mistakes trying to figure out how you want it and how you like. It's like the person who hangs a painting and then they go and look at it and they like it today, but then they come in tomorrow and they say, you know what, that's awkward. Can we move it over here? Oh, can we shift it over here? You gotta try it in a lot of different spaces before it hits home. Like, okay, I'm comfortable with that. All right, I'm cool. Man. Authenticity is not without trial and error. Come on. Man. Y'all, when I went natural, I still do a lot of hairstyles. That ain't gonna change. But when I went natural, I didn't really know what styles fit my face. I didn't know how I wanted it to look. I didn't know so much about hair yet. It was a journey that I had to take. And every day I was trying new things, and I had to get myself to a point where I felt like, okay, these looks work for me. These looks make me feel comfortable. You know, it was trial and error. I had days where, honey, I did not like my hair that day. I didn't like that style that day, but I had to try something. I had to keep trying. I had to keep going. And that's so normal. Do not try to bypass that process. That process is a gift. Some of you went through several different homes before you found the house that you feel like, okay, I really like this. You know, you go through evolutions. Like, life is a journey. It is not a destination. That's why we evolve as people. You become more of yourself as you get older. As you mature, you get more comfortable, more confident in yourself, just naturally through experience. And you do not try to avoid the making mistakes or being off or not really, you know, you may have strong belief systems about this and then you change your mind. And I know I'm saying a lot of things that you already know, but I may not be saying things that you actually believe. So let this be the empowerment you need to believe differently. Okay. Authenticity is not void of mistakes. And above all, you guys, you can only live your life as yourself. Okay? If you want to really go after adulthood differently, you got to do it like you. Now, how do you really want things? How are you really when nobody is looking? You got to be you. You can't do this the way grandmama, they had their time. This is yours. You can take inspiration and even take advice, but weigh that advice next to Christ. There may be a way, like a person can't break a curse or pioneer a new thing trying to be like the old thing. So, hey, you may not understand why I like to do it the way I do it, but this works for me. And this is my life. And I'm not going to make my life unnecessarily complicated trying to make sure that it works with your plan and your vision. I have to live my life for me, and I have to live my life as unto the Lord. All right, family, let me go ahead and knock out our goodies before we go. Family, we do live Bible studies. Family, yes. Exclusively on my public figure Facebook page at Daughter HSV. We're coming up on about to do our third live Bible study, and we've been going through the book of Ephesians and really, really talking heavily about identity, and it has been powerful. And I think everybody and their mama needs to be on this. Okay. And so please join me for that. Go ahead and like that page on Facebook at Daughter HSV and join us. Bring your pens, bring your highlighters. Y'all, this is authentically Bible study. Like, we're going through the scriptures. We're observing, we're giving application, we're praying, we're talking, we're going back and forth. It is a time. Okay. Join the sisterhood, as well as I'm the author of two books. The first book is called Feel So Good to Be Loved. 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. Okay. That book is so powerful, very specific, and we don't realize how much we really need help in that area of really receiving and accepting and sitting in the love of God. And so I have each day is a, it's a devotion style book. So each day is a chapter. And after each day, there are discussion questions that are very specific and really meant to help shift your mindset and shift your prayer life. As well as my second book is called Significant: Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance, family. Really helping you see where significance come from and really going after the mindsets that keep you locked in a low self-esteem, lack of identity kind of place, right? As well as family, we launched our wellness brand or the wellness aspect of our company at the end of last year. About 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a dream. And in that dream, he gave me the formulation for a hair and scalp oil. And it has been working wonders in my family's hair. And I want it to work wonders in yours. The Lord has released me to share it with you. And so we have a few bottles left. Please feel free to purchase that. It is our eucalyptus and grapefruit hair and scalp oil. It really focuses on the health of your scalp. And if you have a healthy scalp, you will have length retention. Your hair will grow. Your hair will have better density. It starts with the scalp, right? It also gives a gorgeous shine, and it is very lightweight, so it'll work wonders with any product that you try to pair it with. You can access that. The link is in our Instagram link tree, which is again at Daughter HSB. And last but not least, book a session with me, family. We are taking new clients, new contracts. If you have any questions, like I said, you want a quote, you can also book a free consultation for if it's life coaching, any service in that area, or if it's Christian counseling. Both are available to you. Just go to my, you can email me at samantha.grimecc@gmail.com, or you can just DM any of our socials, which is at Daughter HSV, and we will get back with you within 24 to 48 hours and set something up. All right, family, I love you guys so much. I love you, love you, love you, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.